Good morning. Been doing a lot of these in the car lately, driving around while it's dark outside. If you listen to the last one, you'll know that I did it while driving around probably about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to get my infant asleep. Because, you know, we just do what we have to do. If you're a parent out there, you know that we just do what we have to do. And if you're not a parent yet, or you never plan on being a parent, then you have other things in your life that you do what you have to do. I will say that if you're not a parent or not a parent yet, that when you do become a parent, the do what you have to do has a little bit different gravity when it revolves around there is a non-negotiable around taking care of your kids. But that's not the point of today's message. The point of today's message, or rant, if you will, is that you always have time to do something. All right. So I maintain that unless you are a quadriplegic, meaning that you cannot use any of your four limbs, then I am 99.9% positive that I can get you a workout, that I can help you come up with a plan to move your body, to increase your strength, to increase your cardiovascular ability, and more importantly, increase your mental fortitude. If you've had the opportunity to read through my program, Grit, which is free, by the way, if you haven't read it, just go download it for free. Go look at it for free. It's a PDF. There's a link everywhere. I have it on my social media. I have it on my website. It's free. It's out there. Or just email me, DM me, and I will send it to you for free. What Grit is 30 days worth of training that revolves around body weight, a single weight, like a single kettlebell, some running, some box step-ups, there's breathing, there's stretching involved, all of it. And the reason it's 30 days straight is because it increases your mental strength, your mental fortitude, your capacity to do things that you otherwise thought you couldn't do. And I am a 100,000% firm believer that there is not a soul out there, barring the most extreme physical and whatever circumstances, especially here in the United States where I live, because we are a very privileged society, that you can't find a way to do some training, especially if you're listening to this, okay? That being said, when you're a parent, or when you're busy, or when you're a business owner, or when you just have two or three jobs to try to support your lifestyle, or whatever it might be, you get into these ruts where you're like, I don't have time to work out. And I want to remind you that if that's you, if you feel as though your life is so busy and so crazy and so hectic that training would take away from your life because it would take time, I'm here to tell you that that's all the more reason why you should be setting aside at least 20 minutes a day to do something intense, to get your heart rate up, something difficult. Even better would be 30. The best would be an hour a day. I think you can train every day. I know you can train every day. I've done it. And don't come at me with that, oh, Ryan, but you're going to overtrain. What about CNS fatigue? I'm not talking about doing back squats every day, or lifting heavy every day, or even going to the gym every day. I'm talking about something outside of your normal set of circumstances. And don't tell me that, oh, I walked the dog today, so that was training. If you walk the dog every day and you're going to walk the dog every day, then that does not count as your training. It has to be something outside of your you and your buddies trying to get 10,000 steps every day. That's not training. That's baseline. Training is, I'm going to go for a half hour run. I'm going to do 10 minutes of burpees. I'm going to do kettlebell swings and push-ups. I'm going to go to the gym and do 10 by 500 meter row sprints with a minute rest in between. Those are training things. Everybody has the capacity to do it. And if you are so busy that you believe that you can't, or you can't make the time, or you won't do it, it's all the more reason why it should be so important to you. It should be something that you are making the time. It's a priority. It's urgent because it teaches you to continue to have mental fortitude. It's uncomfortable. It's something that you don't want to do, that you don't think you have time to do. And when you come out of the other side of it, all of a sudden now you are lit up. You are on fire. You've got passion for the rest of your day. You've got this energy that will carry over. You've proven to yourself that you can do this. And then when you go back to this uber busy life that you have, which, by the way, we all have uber busy lives. We're not a unique snowflake. You know, I can talk about how I've got an infant at home that doesn't sleep at night, and I sleep 4 hours, and the rest of my time is spent holding her or helping out my wife or attending to my almost 7-year-old kid and being a good father for her. When I'm not doing those things, I'm trying to sneak in maybe a half hour worth of training. Otherwise, I'm working on my own business, which is growing bare bones strength and everything that's going to turn into, or I'm spending 40 hours working at the current gym that I work at, Mohawk Valley Wellness, as a personal trainer, designing programs, delivering programs, coaching classes, all that. I'm not a unique snowflake. I can find 5 minutes in my day to do 5 minutes worth of max pull-ups, 5 minutes worth of max push-ups. Yeah, you might get a couple beads of sweat on you, but who the fuck cares? Do it. You can do 10 minutes of burpees. You can accumulate those all day long. There is not a set of circumstances in your life right now where you cannot train. And if you think there are, please message me. I'm honestly thinking about, and I'm kind of formulating this idea as I talk right now, I'm going to hold a seminar, and I'm going to charge you to come to it. I'm going to charge everybody to come to it. Maybe it's going to be $99, and it's going to be a Zoom seminar, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to go a case-by-case basis. Basically, it's Q&A. Let's go over everybody's situation. What's going on in your life? How come you can't train? What are your limitations? What kind of things do you have going on in your time? How you can train? And we'll do a step-by-step process of things that you can do every single day, how to hold yourself accountable, and maybe I'll even give you work to do every single day, and we'll check in a week. It'll come through like email, something like that. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen. I think it's necessary. If you think you don't have time in your day to work out, please reach out to me. I would love to jump on the phone with you. I would love to talk to you. I would love to find that space for you because you need to do it. I need to do it. In fact, I thought I was going to have from noon to 3 wide open today where I could potentially train and lift and do all this, whatever. Well, guess what? We're getting an ice storm here in upstate New York, and the kid's getting out of school at 11:30. Guess who no longer has from noon to 3? This guy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do 5 minutes of pull-ups when I get to the gym this morning, which I'm on my way right now. I coach class in 18 minutes, and then I have clients for the next 3 hours, 4 hours, plus meetings. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneak in 5 minutes of pull-ups. And then when I get home and I'm waiting for her to get off the bus, I'm going to do 10 minutes of kettlebell snatch. And then later when I go back and I've got another client after that, maybe I'll do 10 to 15 minutes of bike sprints. And it's okay, because had I spent 3 hours training, great, I probably would have felt awesome. But you know what? I'm going to get just the same training stimulus and just the same physical stimulus by sneaking in all these micro or mini workouts all day long. And I know you can do that because I can do it. I don't care that you don't work in a gym. It's fine that you work in an office. Take your sport coat and your tie off and go walk the stairs for 10 minutes. If you're sweaty, who cares? If someone's like, oh, Bill, why do you stink like sweat? And you're like, because I'm a fucking badass. That's why. Because I went out and I did 10 minutes of stair climbs while you were eating donuts in the break room, Scott. That's why. Do it. Who cares what people think about you? I was doing pull-ups at Billy B's the other day, which is an indoor play place for kids, because they had a bar that held up the slides, and I realized that I could hold myself and hang from it, and I did sets of 10 pull-ups while I was there. Kids were looking at me. Dads were looking at me, and I'm like, you know what? You just wish that you had the balls to do it. So be that person, have the balls to do it, find those micro workouts. And you know what? Not having that 3 hours to work out today probably is going to be better for me, because if I had, everything would have been perfect and the situation would have been awesome, right? I would have warmed up and, you know, raised my core body temperature on the bike or the rower a little bit and did a whole bunch of mobility, done some sled work and felt really loosened up. And then probably would have climbed in weight with adequate rest periods to go up to a bench press single or some drop sets and done some, you know, it would have been perfect, but I would not have had to work through adversity in any way, shape, or form. And then I would have come out the other side being like, yeah, my body feels great. But now today, 5 minutes of pull-ups, doing some kettlebell snatches while I'm waiting for the bus to show up and continuing to do them as the bus shows up and the dad across the street smoking cigs and waiting for his kid to get off the bus. That's going to strengthen my mental resolve to say, I don't care what people around me think. I am making it work. I am fitting it in. I'm making it a priority in my life. And you can do it also. There's this massive disconnect between people who make fitness a priority in their life and it's a non-negotiable. And they say, I have to work out. I am a person who will train physically every day through any given circumstance. And then the opposite end of the spectrum, there are people who have not yet made that decision who are like, I just want to lose 10 pounds. I don't want to be fat anymore. Or I want to lose 20 pounds and not be fat anymore, but I hate going to the gym. Make it easy for me. Well, you can bridge that gap and you can be that person right the F now. All you got to do is make a decision and I'll help you make that decision. I'll lay the groundwork for you. I'll tell you, I have a client right now. Text me when you've done 25 burpees at work today. Text me when you get to 40. Text me when you get to 50. Text me when you've done 100 push-ups at work today, off the desk. I don't care. Because if you've got someone to hold you accountable, you can do these things. I am excited to face the adversity and challenges of my day because it's uncomfortable, because I'm going to find a way to get fitness in through adversity, and I want to see you do it also. Doing the hard thing more often makes you a better human. I don't care who you are. Argue with me. It makes you a better person. All right? That's it, guys. I'm going to cut this one here at 11 or 12 minutes because I'm just pulling into the gym. I got about 14 minutes until I go and coach and train and meetings and all that for the day with people. So I'm going to spend that time changing my shoes, getting set up for the day, putting my protein shake in the fridge, and getting 5 minutes of pull-ups. And you should go do the same. Bye.